This is Nightline, your open door to people and places, and this is Walter O'Keefe. Nightline invites you to listen in on NBC's award-winning science fiction series, X-1. Now, escape to a world of the future.
Countdown for blast-off. X-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X-minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Galaxy Science Fiction Magazine, presents
X-1.
Tonight, The Merchant of Venus by A.H. Phelps, Jr. But first, hear this.
When they play it hot and you dig the beat, oh, life is swinging, life's complete.
You make it Pabst, 'cause Pabst makes it perfect.
Yes, Pabst makes it perfect. Just as we always have ever since 1844. So next time, you make it Pabst, because Pabst makes it perfect. America's Blue Ribbon Beer from the Pabst Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, Pabst makes it perfect.
Now on X-1, The Merchant of Venus.
If you've ever tried to make a 6-inch marionette play the piano using spider webs 100 feet long for the strings, you'll have some idea of the job of administering personnel problems of the Venus colony from an office on East 41st Street in New York. But that's the way it's done. All recruitment and contract work for outspace employment is handled by the UN Off-World Commission. My particular mess is the Venus Project. Mostly the trouble comes to my phone extension. Work 'em here.
Work 'em. How long do you think we're going to stand for this?
Oh, General Carlson, how are you?
At the rate you're going, there won't be a man left on Venus or a dollar left in the budget. What kind of a personnel director are you?
Well, if you...
Don't you know this project is vital to every person on Earth?
General Carlson, just what is wrong?
30 more resignations came in from the colony on the last mail flight. 33 spineless quitters getting fat at the taxpayers...
Excuse me, General.
Listen to me, Workham. I'm getting awfully tired of the kind of recruiting you're doing.
Miss Kane, get me Dave Newsom on the other line. No, don't cut the general off. He's enjoying himself. He won't miss me.
It's this egghead inefficiency that's at the bottom of the whole thing.
Well, I'm not too sure about that, General.
Believe me, with one platoon of Rangers, I could get a colony in a sand.
Hello, Rod.
Dave, General Carlson's on the other phone yelling at my desk blotter. He says 30 more resignations came in. That right?
Actually, 23. 7 for sick leave.
Well, what's the breakdown? Mostly farmers or technicians?
Well, there were only 9 technicians left. This batch cleans them out. The rest are farmers.
What's left?
Couple of farmers, trappers, and the scientists. They seem to stick it out all right.
Different contracts. They only have a 2-year hitch and then come back to Earth if they want to. Listen, meet me down at the coffee shop. No, Carlson goes down there sometimes. The saloon over on 43rd, about 10 minutes. The saloon was decorated in old-fashioned foam and plastic furniture. It looked straight out of the antebellum 1950s. I found Dave waiting for me in a booth, and we got right down to it.
Well, listen, why don't we leave this last bunch of quitters right where they are? Refuse to bring them home. Then they'd have to make a go of the colony to save their scrawny necks.
Oh, I'd like to, but even General Carlson wouldn't dare. We'd never get another colonist off Earth. And our main job is to relieve population crowding on Earth. We get tough with the colony, a man would be a fool to go.
And every one of these quitters talks like he was just sprung from Devil's Island.
This isn't getting us anywhere. I want you to shoot me up the files on this last...